From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palko reporting. Attack in Afghanistan. A group of as many as four gunmen attacked the Intercontinental Hotel in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Saturday night. The gunmen seized hostages and exchanged gunfire with security forces as the building caught fire and residents and staff fled. Reuters has been reporting from the scene, a government official saying details of the raid, which came days after a U.S. embassy warning of possible attacks on hotels in the capital, were unclear. The official said the attackers, who entered through a kitchen, appeared to have included suicide bombers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the latest in a long series of attacks to hit Kabul. That report from Reuters, there are reports of a high number of casualties, but officials say that nothing is conclusive. U.S. lawmakers resumed debates Saturday afternoon in Washington, D.C. Opposing sides showed few signs of agreement after a funding bill was blocked in the Senate, beginning a partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Spending authority expired at midnight. Lawmakers are at odds over a range of defense spending and immigration issues, including a legislative fix for nearly 800,000 undocumented young people brought to the U.S. as children. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arrived in the Jordan capital of Amman this evening. He's on a four-day visit to the Middle East. Pence met with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to discuss terrorism and security issues on Saturday. This is VOA News.